Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Ace Chapman. And Ace is an author and consultant. And Ace, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be on.
You're calling us from Chattanooga, I understand.
Yep, down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I actually spent quite a bit of time near y'all's way over in Encinitas, north of San Diego, but based out of Chattanooga.
Well, I'm looking forward to our interview. I understand we're going to be talking about investing in small businesses like a private equity investor. And I've read a little bit about your history and your past, but if you would share with our listeners some of your personal and professional experiences.
So all of this started when I was 19 and came across a business that I felt like was nowhere near the potential of what it could do. It was actually an internet business, a stock market internet business, and 19 was a long time ago for me. So this was early on in the internet days when that was pretty novel. And after growing that business, experiencing the first bust of the internet and watching the value, literally I ended up selling that business for one tenth of what it was worth at the height. And so, you know, I saw the value just totally deteriorate. I became really curious about this whole thing of buying, building, and selling businesses. Since then, I've bought 15 offline businesses, 13 of them I've sold, have invested in a lot of businesses and worked with brokers, and then done over 20 internet businesses.
That's fascinating. So what's your what do you look for when you're looking for types of businesses that for you and your clients?
Well, it goes one of two ways. I mean, I love buying a great business that's growing and things are working, and we buy a lot of those businesses. But one of the things that we're spending a lot of time doing right now is just partnering and investing in businesses as they are getting ready to sell. And so, you know, literally yesterday and every day I'm meeting with people that are kind of getting towards retirement age, and they're starting to think about how in the world do I sell this asset, you know, really what right. For most people ends up being the largest asset in their life. So we end up looking at their business. We know that they plan on selling, and we look for businesses that, you know, depending on the situation, things are different, but there's a difference in owning and building a great profitable business and a business that's really prepared to go onto the market and attract attention.
Well, that's why I was so excited to talk to you, Ace, because, you know, a lot of our professional advisors tell our business owners what they need to be doing. They've seen businesses get prepared and sell, but you've been out there buying them. So yeah. You have the perspective that we want to hear. What does a business owner that's listening, what makes them attractive to someone like you?
So the two things that we focus on when either we buy a business outright or we go in and invest in a business is we want the operations really to kind of be everything to be there. And what we add on top of that is two things. Most people have not spent a lot of time investing or building out their marketing funnel. So they may have dabbled, and, you know, I own outright a business that's been in business for 34 years here in Chattanooga. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you got something that's been around that long, it doesn't really need to do a lot of marketing. So literally, you know, what attracted me to this business was the upside. But I'm an investor. And, you know, I love the fact that he didn't have a website at all. You know, here's a great sizable business without any internet presence. Forget social media or, you know, anything advanced like AdWords and that kind of thing. It's funny. I was talking to some people today. They're like, oh, you must be a real marketing ninja to do what you've done and all that. Like, no, I focus on really the low-hanging fruit. I'm not an expert when it comes to marketing and that kind of thing. So What we want to do from a marketing standpoint is create a formula so that we know this many dollars equals this many leads equals this many people that are going to turn into customers, this many dollars. And when you can show a buyer that, that becomes powerful. People get so focused on Facebook and Twitter and all that. It should end up being a very predictable formula at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing. The second part of that is having almost like a franchise-like operations manual that allows the person to come in and feel really comfortable that they're going to be able to run the business and take over from where you are. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of things within even those two and some other things, but just focusing on those two things can allow a business kind of rise above their competitors when it comes to get on the market. And as we both know, there are a lot of deals coming to market, so you want to stand out and have those kind of extras that just make it an easy investment for the buyer.
Yeah, so you want to see a franchise-like operation where you can come in and say, okay, everything's detailed out. If I need to get a new employee in here, here's their job description. Here's exactly how we do things around here, right? And then second, you said, know your metrics. So if I ask you if you're going to do a mailing campaign or an ad campaign, how successful have they been in the past? Tell me how many of these campaigns I have to do to get a new customer out of it, and what does it cost me? Great stuff. Yeah. Great stuff. So when you're talking to business owners or kind of taking a look at them, what's the first thing that you ask them?
A lot of what I ask them is on the marketing side. I want to see how much they know about their business, because that's going to tell me how in touch they are and how much upside we're going to have as an investor. And so a little bit of it is it's great to get the information. And so we've got a 42-point process that we go through that tackles all the different areas of the business. But we start with very simple things. You know, what are the sales per square foot? You know, what is your ROI on the advertising dollars that you're spending right now? And you would be amazed. I mean, there are some very sizable businesses where the owner doesn't know those very simple things off the top of their head. And that's a sign that, hey, you know, there's absolutely, if you don't know those numbers, there's definitely room for improvement. And we want to get in early on in the business to start to improve those things before it hits the market. And so there are kind of two perspectives. If I'm going in and buying the business, then I want to kind of take advantage of that low-hanging fruit. You know, on a recent deal, we had a business where literally they had a database of 14,000 past customers, and they had never entered any of the emails into the database and never tried to contact anybody and never done anything with this huge database of people who actually spent money in this business. And so you don't want to be on the other end of that where I come in and I literally doubled the size of, a little bit more than doubled the size of this business and sold it within 6 months. But for the business sellers out there, you want to either, if you're not as good at those things, you want to find somebody to kind of partner with, because you're leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table by not knowing what's going on in your business and then maximizing each area before you hit the market. And a lot of times that means starting to plan 3 to 5 years in advance, or at the very least a couple of years.
That's awesome stuff, Ace. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more client stories and some tips and ideas for our listeners. So hang in there with us for just a minute, okay? We're talking with Ace Chapman, Ace Chapman Business Acquisitions Consultant. Be right back.
OliveCrest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, OliveCrest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a quick reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Ace Chapman. Ace, fascinating first part of the segment, and we talked about what you're looking for when you're out acquiring businesses, and I think this is very helpful for our listeners. You talked about leaving a lot of money on the table because you maybe didn't pay it, the owner didn't pay attention to some of these issues, and that's an opportunity for you, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we don't want to give away all your secrets. But it's great stuff, because business owners really need to understand this, that if they don't understand their metrics and their marketing and they don't have standard operating procedures, they're not going to get top dollar and stand out in today's busy transaction world.
Absolutely.
So tell us a story about a business owner that you've acquired, maybe a situation that you've come across, and what the outcome was.
So, you know, there are a lot of different stories. I'll give one example. You know, I've talked about the last two businesses, actual acquisitions that we've made. In some cases, we get business brokers that come to us, and they basically say, hey, I've got this person. They've got a business. It looks like a great business, but they need some help preparing it to come to market. And so we had a cosmetology school deal where, you know, they had a lot of different things. They had some great income. They had some assets that were there that a lot of people wouldn't pay attention to. And it had actually, some of the things were being, even in just the way it was being promoted, we got into the business and realized they had a huge asset in basically seller finance notes. And we started to be able to, basically, one of the first things we did was find somebody to buy some of those notes to make their numbers look a little bit better. They, again, just had very poor. I mean, this is something where you're attracting in young people. You have to be savvy when it comes to social media and those kinds of things. So we got a campaign started there. But more than anything, we started to systemize and track what was going on in the business and find some areas and some opportunities. And all of these things are very low-hanging fruit. You know, a lot of people, again, see what we do and think that we go into business and do really complicated things. Obviously, you want to try to measure the ROI and decide, looking forward, and this is what it really comes down to, what's going to have the biggest impact on how much I'm able to sell this business for? And one of the things that they hadn't done was there were some certifications and some things that they didn't want to spend the dollars on. It was, you know, about $15,000 in expenses. And, you know, the return on that was just outrageous. And so it was like, yeah, hey, we have got to pay this expense and go through this process and that kind of thing. And so making those kinds of decisions and starting to think more like a business seller as opposed to a business owner. So we were partnered with basically that business and invested a little bit of our own money, helped that broker. And we got a deal done, and everybody ended up happy at the end of it all.
You just gave me a golden nugget there, Ace. A lot of them, actually. But you said you need to start thinking like a business seller instead of a business owner. And tell us a little bit about what should sellers be prepared for in today's marketplace? What, you know, how do they make that shift in their thinking?
One of the things is knowing what's on the market, and I love that you talk on your show about, hey, just what's going on in the market. And most people don't, for some reason, think that that matters. They're in their business, they're running their business, and they don't kind of poke their head up and just become a business buyer and see what's going on and what's out there and what are the opportunities. One of the biggest impacts on the market today is the fact that internet businesses are starting to be seen as real businesses. I remember 4 years ago, you know, just because I've had a lot of experience on the internet market, we had a group of brokers that do a lot of internet deals that met. And at that point, one of the biggest things was we were talking about how much cheaper website, you know, you could have an e-commerce business and a retail business, and the e-commerce business would sell at 1x earnings or less. And just a real quick anecdote, back in those days, internet businesses actually would sell at kind of 5, 6, 8 multiple. But it wasn't annual. They actually measured multiples by months instead of years, because everybody saw it's so risky. And nowadays, it's been, I wish I would have, you know, I'm certainly no Oracle. I would have bought a lot more internet businesses back then. We're seeing literally it's gone up to 1.5 and 2, and now we're starting to see 2.5 and 3 annual multiples on these internet businesses because of things like the fact that it's relocatable. You can, you know, run the business from anywhere. They're very scalable and those kind of things. But the neat thing is even an offline business can leverage technology to be able to compete with those deals and be able to show, hey, with cameras and POS and that kind of thing, you've got a little bit more freedom, so that the baby boomer who is looking to purchase a business doesn't feel like, oh my, I'm going to be a slave. Just doing some of those things that we do in a business to make it basically just easier to run and to give the coming in owner a little more freedom, because at the end of the day, people still want to be able to take a vacation. They don't want to feel like they're going to be a slave to a business. And if you can provide a buyer with that, that's a huge tip that gives you a huge leg up with one of the biggest buyer markets, which is also the baby booms.
And this is a new and emerging area that for a lot of people, let's say, you know, a lot of our listeners are over age 50 and a lot of them are over age 60. And this is new technology and new frontier for them. And they might just say, you know, I've never thought about that, but how do I get started in something like that? And you said something about, number one, you have a 42-point checklist that you use when you come into a business that you've developed over the years.
Yeah.
And then you also have a book out, right?
I do.
Tell us about the book.
I've got a book out. It's called The ACE Formula, and it goes through some of those things, you know, just kind of a story basis, but a little bit of it is about my little things that I've learned and all the deals that I've personally done. But over the last few years, you know, I've been buying and selling for 15 years, but over the last few years, we've started to build a network of business buyers who are doing the same thing that I do all over the country. So literally, you know, where you are, we've got a couple folks in up in LA and down in San Diego. We've got people that are in, you know, Seattle and over here on the East Coast. So literally all over the U.S. We have business buyers. And so what's happened is the collective information has basically snowballed. It's snowballed and everybody trying different things and knowing what's going on in the market and kind of giving feedback so that the knowledge base grows. And some of those things are in the book as well.
Oh, that's great. And is that available at your website, or is it on Amazon, or where do we find that?
Yep.
All of the above.
On Amazon.
Okay. And it's called The ACE Formula?
Yep.
Okay. And ACE, how do people get in touch with you if they want to talk with you and about, you know, maybe I've got a business that I might want to sell? How do they get in touch with you?
They can visit www.acechapman.com. They can shoot me an email directly at ace@acechapman.com. And then, you know, we're on Twitter and then social media, and they can search Google ACE Chapman and all kinds of fun stuff will come up, like videos and that kind of thing.
And we're going to upload your book to we have a little Amazon store on our website at Exit Coach Radio as well. And I want to get back in touch with you again soon. That's all the time we have for today, and thanks for coming on the show. But I want to have you back on, if that's okay, at some point, and talk more about this subject.
That sounds great.
It's very interesting. It's great to talk with you.
Good talking with you, Bill.
I've been talking with ACE Chapman of ACE Chapman Business Acquisitions Consulting, and we'll be right back after this message with another guest.
at ExitCoachRadio.com. We're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.